I'm Jeffrey Freiman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. Since they started in 1970, the Canadian Brass has been equally comfortable with Beatles and Bach, large concert halls, and cozier jazz clubs.
I love playing in venues like Yoshi's. There's something about the intimacy of a small jazz club venue where it's, in a way, much more exciting and much easier and more natural to connect with the audience.
Brandon Ridenour is going into his sixth year with the ensemble, playing trumpet and doing a number of their arrangements.
We hear their laughter, we hear their chuckling and their murmuring. There's something about that connection and that closeness that makes for a very fun, intimate evening.
Ridenour says they'll be playing different repertoire on Friday and Saturday for those in the audience who might go to both shows. But they've got a finale that might lead to some of that laughing, chuckling, and murmuring.
A tribute to the ballet. What it is ballet's greatest hits in 10 minutes or less. And we not only play the music, we try to do all the moves as well. However, we aren't actually very gifted. So there's nothing like seeing a brass player in a tutu.
While they've always had a good sense of humor, playing concerts in tuxes and sneakers, they take their music very seriously. Earlier in the fall, they released a CD of transcriptions of music by Brahms, and they're just releasing another disc called Canadian Brass Takes Flight. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.